Hello, my name is Alexander Kondratov and I am Chief Technology Officer of the Mars Company. And today we will be talking about the creating virtual reality and augmented reality applications and how to develop mixed reality AR/VR experiences for cardboard viewers and also how to implement gaze detection to trigger transition between the AR and VR modes of the experience. Before is compatible with the following versions of Unity, Cardboard Unity SDK and also Cardboard supports iOS version 8. So firstly, what we need to do is to create a new project in the Unity and import the AR/VR sample, which we can download from the developer.vufora.com/download/samples. Open the Vufora AR/VR Unity scene. Select the AR camera game object and copy-paste your license key in the app license key field in the inspector. You can find your AR camera license key in your developer account. Then you need to download the Cardboard SDK for Unity from developers.google.com/cardboard and input the Cardboard SDK Unity package into your project. And then project folders after importing the Cardboard extension. Open the Assets Cardboard Prefabs folder in the Unity editor and select the Cardboard main prefab and drag it into the hierarchy. In the hierarchy view, expand the Cardboard main game object to reveal its children. In the Cardboard main inspector panel, uncheck the Tapis trigger option, as this may prevent screen touch events from being delivered to UI buttons, unless you explicitly want to use screen touch events as a Cardboard trigger. Set the position of the Cardboard main objects to x equals 0, y equals 0, and z equals minus 1. Set the position of the head object to x equals 0, y equals 2, and z equals 0. Select the head object under Cardboard main, look at the Cardboard head script component in the inspector, and disable the track position checkbox. Just leave track rotation enabled. Adjust the main camera. Under Cardboard main head settings, adjust the near and far clipping planes to match the desired values for your scene. Use the same values of the original camera located under the air camera object in the sample. Change the clear flex to solid color and set the background color to black. Repeat the steps above the main camera to the left and to the right camera. Adjust the stereo multiplayer property in the stereo controller script component of the main camera to reduce it to a value smaller than 1. A value of 1 will correspond to a full stereo offset 0.06 meters between the eyes, left and right cameras, whereas a value of 0 will result in no offset between the eyes. If the stereo effect looks too strong, you may set the stereo multiplier to 0.5 or even less. Then suggested the stereo multiplier value is between 0.1 and 0.2, and disable the check stereo comfort checkbox of the stereo controller component. Now let's talk about AR camera. Select the AR camera in the hierarchy view and click the Bind Alternative Camera checkbox. This will automatically show a few additional fields in the inspector: central entry point, left camera, and right camera. Tick the Synchronize Pose Updates checkbox to enable the explicit pose updates. Make sure that the viewer is set to cardboard and drag the head game object, which is situated on the cardboard main, onto the central entry port field of air camera. Drag the main camera left, which is situated also under cardboard main, head main camera, onto the left camera field of air camera. Click on the Add Before Accompanying button that will pop up under the left camera field, and when you will be dragging the main camera right, onto the right camera field of the air camera. Click on the Add Before Accompanies as you did in previous action when you were dragging the main left camera. Configuration of the image targets. Device databases will also known as trackable data set, which are created online using the target manager through the Vufora developer panel. I have created one using the stones image from the image target sample, which is downloaded and imported to my project. I can simply highlight the AR camera and go to the inspector panel to see dataset load behavior component. Here I select dataset to stones and chips and also activate it. You can use multiply databases with one scene, but only one can be active in any time. And now code changes. Firstly, you must edit the cardboard head.cs script located in the assets, cardboard scripts, and at the following line at the end of the update head method. When you'll do this, then edit the cardboard i.cs script, which is located in the assets cardboard scripts, and add the following line in the setup method around line 145. As we are developing our pair for iOS devices, you must add the following lines into the iOS VR device script. And now building for iOS. When you're building the Unity project on iOS, you'll need to manually make some edits to the Xcode project generated by Unity. First of all, check the cardboard getting started guide with the link and apply the necessary project settings as described there. Then open cardboard app controller and add this method declaration. When you'll do this, open the cardboard app controller and add the following import. First of all, you must add the line inside the extern C block, and finally add a snippet at the end of the cardboard app controller implementation, just before the void pause method. Thank you for your attention, and please send me questions via email.